Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the daily version of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. Hope you guys have had a good week. Big Al has certainly had a good week. There's no question about that. Got some decent weather in the Pacific Northwest, finally, for a change, but you didn't come here to talk about weather. What you guys want to talk about is hard assets and politics. I'm going to start out talking about hard assets. I got my friend Sean Broderick on the line with me right now. Sean is someone who I have traveled around the world with. We've done numerous property visits. Sean is an analyst with Weiss Research down in Florida. Guy really knows what he's talking about. He came out with a missive on Thursday, just a couple of days ago, where he was giving his current views on gold. I have to say that I am very, very bullish right now, mid to long term, but everybody knows that. You don't want to hear from me at this point. You want to hear from people like Sean. Sean, what's going on in your mind in the gold market, and where's it going to go, my friend?
Well, I think we have to really watch what is going on in, like, other metals, because we are seeing other metals like silver and platinum lead gold higher. Now, these are the ones that tend to be more speculative anyway, and so they are really making nice moves. And so I think on pullbacks, you can add some positions. I already have some nice miners that are really doing nicely, but I expect that I do want to buy a lot more. And I think what we are seeing generally is we are seeing investors preparing for more quantitative easing by the world's central banks. They see this flood of free money is probably coming. It's already happening in, like, some places, China, for example. But they expect more of it from Europe, from the U.S., that kind of thing. And so all that money, once it starts sloshing around in the system, it has to go somewhere, and it often goes into things like gold and silver.
Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold told me years and years ago, he said, you know, well, years and years ago, maybe 4 years ago, he said, you know, people are going to start to want to buy things. They're going to realize the emperor isn't wearing any clothes, and they're going to want to buy things, touch, feel, et cetera. Well, the one thing about the mining companies is they give you basically ownership in things, assets in the ground. And that's one of the reasons that probably 50% of my and my wife's portfolio is in the resource sector. I happen to like it a lot. I'm also noticing that after about a year or a year and a half of downtrends in the junior resource market, Sean, most of my companies are coming back, and they're coming back pretty nicely.
Yeah, and I'm actually glad you brought that up, because we've seen so many of these great companies beaten down into the dirt. And so there are some real bargains to be had out there, and you can see this just by what's happening in the resource sector, because there are these big acquisitions going on. China going in and, like, you know, scooping up the, like, African operations of Barrick Gold, for example. We are seeing these like, large companies seeing real bargains out there and starting to scoop them up. And in the junior resource area, I believe there are some real names that can really be picked up for cheap, and I think we are going to see the large companies do that. And so now is a good time to position yourself for that. Now, not everybody is a good buy. Some companies will continue to flounder, but if they have a good mine plan, if they have good management, if they have enough money to actually get them to the next stage of, like, where they want to go, mm-hmm. those are the ones that you want to put on your short list.
You know, I've got my portfolio up right now on my screen, and lo and behold, of the junior mining companies that I hold, I've only got one that is down just a little bit. Everything else is really up right now, and I'm very, very you know, I mean, I've always believed that it was coming, but I believe it's here now, and I think that once we're through the summer, specifically once Labor Day is behind us and we're into August, and people start to really focus on what's going on economically, people start to really focus, and when I say people, folks who listen to this show focus on macro and microeconomics all the time, but I'm talking about the general public, and I have to tell you, I think that sooner rather than later, and I'm saying within the next 30 days or so, the general public is really going to start focusing on the malaise that we call the U.S. economy and the European economy. And, Sean, I got to tell you, my friend, when that starts to happen, I think you're going to see the resource sector really, really do well.
Yeah, well, there are actually a few things coming up that could actually push things around a lot. For example, the end of this month, mm-hmm. we will see a Jackson Hole conference, and
yes.
people are expecting the U.S. Fed to announce some form of, like, quantitative easing out of that conference. If that does not happen, we could see prices pull back quite a bit. However, I think there are other underlying trends that would make that a real buying opportunity if it happens. And if, on the other hand, the Fed comes out and says, yes, here's like more free money for you, more free money for you, that's just going to light a fire under these things. So I think you want some positions going into that, maybe not whole hog, because you might get a great buying opportunity coming out of it. But still, I mean, you have to be positioned for the fact that things could really take off. Then after that, we have the big ECB meeting on the 6th of next month,
mm-hmm.
and so people are expecting that there will be some resolution to the crisis in Europe that has dragged on for so long, and one of the things they will probably have to do is announce some kind of plan where they can really bail Spain out of its problems, because if they don't take care of Spain, Italy's right behind it, and they don't have the wherewithal to deal with Italy. They have to do this kind of block at Spain, just stop the problem right there, because if it spills beyond that, you know, that's what has everyone concerned. And just looking at all these things, you can see there's a bunch of things coming up that should push the price of gold higher, including this is the part of the year where people in like India and like stuff like that tend to make the big purchases of gold, and they have suppressed their gold purchases for months now, which means that there's a bunch of buying that's probably going to come into the market because people have been really putting off their purchases in like India, and they have moral obligations to their families, you know, when people get married and stuff like that, to actually give them gold and stuff. So there's a bunch of stuff lining up that should help. But looking at a chart, though, you can see gold is really testing its highs from June right now. And this is an area where we could see some back and forth, some like pulling back maybe, but that is an opportunity. Once it pushes beyond here, it can go much higher. And there's a whole bunch of stops above here. And so if those stops start to get actually cleared out, then, you know, you could see it move quite fast, quite higher. Now, the whole thing is just expect volatility. I would use those pullbacks, like say at the end of the month, we don't get the action we expect out of the Fed. Use that as an opportunity to pick up the best of the companies that are on your list. And just don't buy everything now. Keep some money in reserve because, you know what, we could have some real swings in prices heading forward.
You know, you mentioned the European Central Bank and, you know, how something has to happen to save Spain because Italy's right behind it. I've got to tell you, you know, I've been in this business a long, long time, and I've got a fairly decent education around the issues that we talk about. I do not see any kind of easy solution to the economic situation either in Europe or in the United States. And I think that once people realize that, Sean, I think that people are going to be flocking to precious metals. Boy, you're seeing signs now. You know, you drive down the freeway and you see, you know, we buy gold, we buy this, we buy that. I would have to say you ain't seen nothing yet. And I personally feel that the astute investor is going to be taking a real hard look, certainly at precious metals, but also at the companies. And I think that we are right around the corner from a very, very interesting opportunity. Tell our listeners a little bit about your newsletters.
Sure. They can find me at uncommonwisdomdaily.com, and I have a free newsletter there. And I have a monthly newsletter called Global Resource Hunter, which is a great way to get to know me, and I recently added some picks and precious metals there. And then I have one that's more focused on small caps from Canada and around the world and stuff like that, and that's called Global Resource Hunter. So it all depends on what your appetite for risk is, what you're comfortable with, but this seems like a good time to be putting some money to work in the market. And I also write special reports, as you know, on like precious metals and energy and stuff like that. One thing that I would like to add, because you just did mention people buying it, the people who are really buying it that everyone should be aware of is the central banks. Everyone has to think about, because why are the central banks of the world buying so much gold? In fact, there's a rumor that I just talked about in my Thursday column about how much gold China's central bank may be buying, because no one knows what the Chinese do until after they do it. UncommonWisdomDaily.com. Lots of great people right there, not just me.
Stick around. Bayal's going to be right back with Louis James from KC Research.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Sean Broderick is a really interesting guy. I got to tell you, I've got to know Sean over the last, 9 or 10 years or so, and he is truly, truly an interesting, interesting individual. Got a lot of insight into the markets, and he's just somebody who Big Al listens to. Okay, another very interesting guy is with me right now, Roger Wiegand. Roger is writing a weekly missive that's going on Kitco. Our site is also carrying it. His latest writing, entitled Psychological Mishaps Abound, I think is very, very interesting. Why do I say it's very, very interesting? Well, because it brings home the fact that the emperor really isn't wearing any clothes, and what you see is not necessarily what you get. Raj, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Can you elaborate a little bit for us?
We did write some time ago in another essay regarding the attitudes and the social mores, I should say, of people that have power in banks and in politics. And they're very full of themselves. They feel they make no mistakes. They're all stuck in the old paradigm, which is to print bonds and currency forever. And the objective is, of course, to keep the game in play, keep the stock market going, engage in and earn big fees for a variety of reasons. And one of the things that we mentioned was that we're in a generation now of probably second or third decade when Big Pharma has been pushing a lot of medicines out into the marketplace. And as a result of that, we've got generations of kids that are raised on this stuff. And, you know, in order to correct a kid years ago, they got a spanking or they had to go sit in the corner. Now they just shove Ritalin at them or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crazy world out there. I mean, it's not the way it was when you and I were raised. We were raised under old-fashioned values and behavior, and we don't see that anymore. So what's happened is this kind of a crazy attitude has grown up, and we see it in a lot of these people that are in power positions today. And as a result of that, they will stand there smiling and tell you untruths till the cows come home. And as a result of that, these things go into the society, and further than that, they also do affect the markets, obviously, because the markets are based upon psychology. One of the things that the manipulators in the markets have learned to do is to, and the plunge protection team is to effectively buy S&Ps when the stock market is in danger of a plunge. And what it does, it props the markets instantly. And the other thing, of course, they've been doing is they will sell off gold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about the manipulation of gold. The folks at GATA know more about it than I do. But it's obvious to me in watching the charts, especially very fast charts at key moments, that manipulators are busy at work selling and buying gold and selling and buying S&Ps. This also works with the Dow futures. In light of all of this, I think it behooves us as traders and investors to think originally and creatively and expect what these people are about and when they might pull these stunts, in fact, to move markets one way or the other. I think that it's very important that we consider that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways you can do that, of course, is to follow technically and fundamentally the ideas that are in place that these people have difficulty changing or altering. What are those? Some of those ideas? Some of them are, if you're going to print currencies and bonds, eventually you're going to create inflation, maybe hyperinflation, and the next thing you're going to do is you're going to devalue the currency. We've seen inflation steadily since way back 40, 50 years ago, if not earlier, based upon government spending and manipulation of paper. So consequently, it's grown more fierce in recent times because psychologically a lot of these people are affected, not only the bad people allegedly, but also the people who are doing the investing and the trading. It's all very confusing. So you got to keep your head on straight. You got to pay attention to fundamentals, pay attention to technicals, and do original thinking.
No, I agree 1,000%. You know, I think that the biggest mistake, in my opinion, Raj, that that most investors, I don't want to say most successful investors, but I would say that most investors make, is all they read basically is the mainstream media, you know, and all they listen to is mainstream television. And I have to tell you, I don't think you're getting any insights whatsoever if you base your, if you simply follow those indicators. They're just, you know, whether or not we want to say they're manipulated, whether or not we want to say that the, you know, the press is totally biased, I mean, I think it is, but I think that every responsible individual who really cares about the well-being of himself or herself and their families and loved ones really needs to get as much information as they can, and they need to get it from as many sources as they possibly can, because one or two sources, whether it's MSNBC, ABC, NBC, what have you, that's just not going to tell you the whole story because they have an agenda, in my opinion. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, they do. And one of our top analysts, whom will remain unidentified today, has told me that what he does in the morning is he will go to the foreign sources of news first.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a half a dozen that he considers to be among the best and the most unbiased. And it's his take that all the news sources, the main news sources, both on cable, in print, and on television in the United States, are operating with an agenda. And that goes for the conservative side of the fence as well as the liberal side.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty obvious to us in watching the news that the majority of the mainstream news is for the administration, and they cut them a lot of slack in some of the behavior and things that they do. Of course, the other side, being a more conservative side, they go just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to do original thinking and keep your head screwed on straight and pay attention to the things that they cannot control, and there are a few of those things out there.
Oh, yeah, of course there are. You know, it's interesting. Had an interesting interview with Sean Broderick from Weiss Research, and Sean is starting to share our optimism about the junior mining companies. He thinks that they're about ready for a breakout. Now, here's my question for you. I feel that way very strongly, and I'm definitely putting my money where my mouth is, but how do you feel about that?
Absolutely agree with Sean. Sean is one of the better analysts and writers out there. He's a friend of ours. We admire his work. We like Sean as a person, and we also agree with what he's saying about the stocks. We watch it because the majority of what we select and recommend in our newsletter as far as stocks, when we seek the first early inklings, shall we say, of a rising market, either the XAU or the HUI, I can see it in the numbers on all my recommendations. I've had as many as 20 or 25 of those do go from the red into the green all at the same time in 1 week when this happens.
Yeah.
So we agree with Sean, and I agree with you.
Okay, there you have it. By the way, as I mentioned, I want to stress one other thing, and that is, this is kind of important, but what I'm stressing is, in taking a look at my portfolio, which I mentioned during the prior interview, virtually all of the resource stocks that I'm invested in, with one exception, are up right now compared to where they were, let's say, 30 to 60 to 90 days ago. So not investment advice, but take a look, see what you think. If you agree, get all the information you can before you make a decision. Big Al's going to be right back with Jordan Goodman. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Roger Wiegand has always got some very, very interesting things to say. We're going to switch a little bit right now from one aspect of hard assets, and that being precious metals. And we're going to talk a little bit about real estate. Big Al certainly believes that real estate does fall into the what he thinks is a very positive category, that category being hard assets. I got Jordan Goodman on the line with me right now. Jordan is known as America's Money Answers Man. He is a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He's a regular guest on numerous radio and TV call-in shows across the country. Just a really, really interesting man. Jordan was on the show about a month ago, and I invited him to come back because we really didn't get to go into the concept of mortgage optimization at depth, for lack of better terms. That's what we're going to talk about right now, because I personally think the real estate sector, assuming that your time frame is longer than, let's say, 6 to 12 months, I think real estate's a pretty good place to be right now. Jordan, thanks so much for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Goodell.
Mortgage optimization. Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, it's a concept a lot of people are not really familiar with. We talked about it briefly last time, but I wanted to get into some more depth. The idea is if you do it right, you literally can pay off your mortgage, which would normally be 30 years or 15 years, in about 5 or 6 years on the same level of income you've got today. And this is not something you're going to hear about from banks. They would rather you not know about it. They'd love to get your interest for 15 or 30 years. But it's very practical for an awful lot of people, and probably a lot of your listeners would be helped by it. And it's a relatively new idea that could really make a major positive difference in your personal finances. And let me just briefly describe how it's generally called mortgage optimization or mortgage equity optimization strategy. And there is a website to find out more about it, too, which is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com. So basically the idea is with a traditional 30-year mortgage, you keep your money in your income in the bank, in a checking or savings account, pretty much earning nothing today.
Right.
And then you make payments for 30 years or 15 years with all the interest pretty much front-end loaded.
Right.
So after 15 years or so, you've maybe paid down 10% of the principal, a very small amount. And then if you refinance,
you start the clock all over with a new 30-year clock or a new 15-year clock.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the banks are so happy, because they're getting all their interest up front. So your money is really working for the bank, not working for you. With mortgage optimization, you kind of reverse the whole thing, and your money is working for you every day, and you're making progress in your principal instead of making almost no progress in the principal with a traditional mortgage. So the way it works is this. You open what's called the HELOC, a home equity line of credit, H-E-L-O-C, where you can put money in, you can take money out. It's completely liquid as to how you use it, and you keep your income in the HELOC pushing down the principal every day. HELOCs are based on what's called average daily balance. How much do I owe today? So say a very simple example, Al, you had $1,000. You would normally keep that $1,000 in your checking account sitting there earning nothing. Now, with this system, you keep the $1,000 in the HELOC, and you owe $1,000 less for the time that the money's in there, therefore pushing down your principal. When you have to write checks and pay bills, you write a check on the HELOC, and it gets paid, so your balance goes back up again. But meanwhile, that $1,000 is pushing down your principal every day. So what's amazing about this is every month that goes by, your mortgage payment goes down because you're keeping that money in that HELOC, and therefore the amount of interest you owe goes down because your interest is based on how much principal you owe. So every month that goes by, your mortgage payment is going down as you pay your mortgage off faster until it goes to zero in about 5 or 6 years. And what a difference. You can imagine a young couple at age 30 or something who takes out a HELOC mortgage like this, and their mortgage is paid off by 35 instead of 60. I mean, what a difference in their lives it would make.
I'm amazed, Jordan, that more people, A, aren't aware of it, and those who are aware of it don't get involved in this. It's just it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, but it's people are skeptical because they haven't heard about it before. And the banks, you could go up to a bank branch and say, I'd like to try the mortgage equity optimization strategy. They will have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And they frankly have no interest in finding out about it.
No, of course not.
It's not in their interest, of course, to do so.
Right.
So at the website I mentioned, at the truthinequity.com website, they have a free what's called a personal profile. And you fill in your income, your expenses, your house value, your mortgage, and all the different pieces. And they say, okay, based on what you're doing today, it's going to take you 28 and a half years to pay off your mortgage. And using the system on the same level of income you've got today, it'll be 6.5 years or however the number works out. And then they kind of take you step by step how you actually do this kind of thing. It is an amazing difference in people's lives. Had we done this, Al, had a lot of people been doing mortgage optimization, we would have avoided the real estate fiasco and crisis in the first place, because people's mortgages would have been paid off and they wouldn't have been blown up on them left and right as they have been. So it would have been a major, major positive for the economy.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm at the truthinequity.com website right now, and trust me, when we're done chatting, I'm going to take a look at it. I mean, we don't really have any mortgage debt to speak of it, you know, at our stage, thankfully, but I have to tell you, it's a very, very interesting concept, because in reality, as you say, the 30-somethings who are buying homes can own those homes very, very quickly. As opposed to being in debt all their lives.
And the other thing about this is that it's tied to short-term interest rates. Now, HELOCs mm-hmm. are based on the prime rate.
Right.
It is a variable rate. In theory, it could go up, and you know that's something to think about. But the idea is the Fed Reserve is clearly going to keep short-term rates at zero for at least the next 3 years, if not longer. They've said end of 2014. It could be longer than that, the way things are going right now.
Yeah.
So even if long-term interest rates rise, which they have been lately, you are tied to short-term rates where rates are going to stay very low. So even if rates go up, it's going to hardly affect you at all because you're paying off the principal so fast. In fact, one of the things they do when you go through the analysis at truthinequity.com is they do an absolute worst-case scenario. Right now the prime is at 3.25%,
right.
So your HELOC is going to be like 3% or thereabouts. They say, okay, what if rates went to 10% tomorrow, which is impossible, but just as an exercise to kind of see. So instead of paying your mortgage off in 6.3 years, you'll pay it off in 7 years or something like that. Because remember, you're paying off the principal at an accelerating rate each month.
Right.
So the interest rate becomes less and less important as you pay it off the principal faster and faster. So in an absolute worst-case scenario, it only slows down your payoff a little bit, not very much. So even in that case, it works out for people. Now, there are three things you need to make this work for you, Al. The first thing, you've got to have positive cash flow. During the month, you've got to have more money coming into your account than going out because that positive cash flow is what's pushing down that principal all the time. So
mm-hmm.
if you're in negative cash flow, or basically even cash flow, this is not going to work for you.
Right.
The second thing you need is a decent credit score, I would say 680 or higher, to be able to qualify to get that home equity line of credit, that HELOC.
Sure.
And the third thing you need is equity in your house. You can't be underwater. There's nothing to borrow against. Unless you have a HELOC from before, you will be, you've got to have some equity. You don't have to have a lot of equity. I mean, maybe 20, 30, 50,000, something like that in equity.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that, you'll be able to do it. But probably the majority of your listeners have positive cash flow, have equity, have a decent credit score, they'll be able to do this. So for most people, they can do it. But if you don't meet those three criteria, this is not for you.
Well, hopefully listeners on this program, to this program, I guess I should say, are in the category that you're talking about, the positive category that you're talking about. Tell us a little bit about what you do, how you help people, would you?
Sure. I'm known as America's Money Answers Man. My website is moneyanswers.com. And I've been doing this for a long time, helping people make the most of their money. I mean, something like this truthandequity.com makes you make money work for you instead of work for the bank. And I do the same thing in credit cards and health insurance, all areas of personal finance. I worked at Money Magazine for 18 years, NBC News for 9 years. I've done 13 books. My latest book is called Master Your Debt, and I've got a chapter there. Chapter 6 is called Mortgage Free in 5 to 7 Years, which goes into this in more detail and actually has some tables showing you how it works. So I love to help people make the most of their money.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on what Jordan does, his picture is on our website on the weekend show. Simply click on the picture. That'll direct you to his website. That'll give you all the information you need to take advantage of the services that Jordan offers. Let me say one thing. Big Al is being compensated $0 for saying that. This is not an advertisement. This is basically information that we believe is valuable to folks who are listening to this particular program. Jordan's a good guy. He's been on the show a number of times. Take a look at what he has to, what he's read. Listen to what he has to say. I think you're going to be very, very impressed. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cormac Balance Report. I'm Al Cormac. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with Marshall Barrell. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, very, very astute individual when it comes to investing, in my humble opinion. We've known Marshall and his wife, Vicki, for probably close to 25 or 30 years now, so we've known him long enough to be able to give some kind of opinion, to say the least. Don't take any comments that I'm making about the Encompass Fund as being an advertisement, because it is not. We're just basically chit-chatting about the junior resource market and what I think about it and what Marshall thinks about it. I personally believe in diversification. However, having said that, roughly 50% of my wife's and my assets are in the hard asset sector, and certainly a portion of that is in the securities that represent the publicly traded companies in that sector. How have we done this year, 2012? Well, we've got some winners and some losers, and it's about 50-50. Fortunately, the winners that we have are up enough that we're probably still about looking at a profit position personally of 10 or 12%. However, I don't want to kid anybody. We do have some rather significant losses in some of these companies. When significant losses like that are very definite potentials, why do we invest in them? Well, we invest in them purely and simply because we believe that sooner rather than later, the majority of investors are going to be interested in buying things, as Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold said. And resource companies truly, truly have things. They have assets in the ground that 9 times out of 10 they legally own, or at least have a call on them. When that's the case, boy, it just strikes me that that's an awfully good place to be. Also, historically, and I've been investing in these types of companies for about 30 years, historically, the leverage that exploration stage companies provide in relationship, say, to the price of the minerals which they are looking for is very, very significant. Now, having said that, I want to say once again, I'm not a registered investment advisor, so don't take this as being investment advice. It is not. We're just talking about what I'm doing, and in Marshall's case, he's talking about what he and his co-portfolio manager, Malcolm Gissen, are doing. Now, Marshall, the Encompass Fund is truly a diversified fund, but you do have, if I'm not mistaken, a skosh over 50% of the assets in resource companies. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Encompass Fund is a no-load mutual fund that was established 6 years ago by Malcolm Gissen and myself. And let me say up front that any reference to performances or numbers, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and also additional information is available at our website, www.encompassfund.com, and the ticker symbol is ENCPX. Punch that up on your machine, you'll see information about Encompass Fund. That's Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray. And when we started the fund, Malcolm and I had each been in the investment management business for in excess of 25 years. We had invested on behalf of our individual clients in resource companies starting about 10, 12 years ago, and that worked out. And we still liked the resource companies when we started Encompass Fund 6 years ago, and we like them currently. There are times when the stocks are going down for a variety of reasons, and this is one of those periods. What people don't do enough of, in our opinion, is buy when things are looking bleak. That's when you get the opportunity to buy low so you can ultimately sell high, or at least sell some of what you've bought higher. And there are a variety of reasons why we think that resource companies, the companies that are exploring for and producing gold and silver and copper and in the energy area, oil and natural gas, coal, uranium, have done well over the years and will continue to. And it's important to have diversification, we think, both within the various resource commodities, because, for example, oil has gone up over the last couple of years. Natural gas has gone down. Now it looks like natural gas has bottomed out. It's gone from $2 an MCF to $2.75. It's been over $3. But they don't all move together, although in the short term they may tend to move together. But the longer term, which is what we're interested in, Encompass Fund is designed for long-term capital appreciation. Not all of the commodities move together, and so you want to be diversified, and you also want to be not only in commodity companies or resource companies, because they can have a period of time, which is what's happening now and over the last few months, where they're out of favor in the market. And so you want to have diversification. But having said all of that, yes, we are invested in the resource companies. We continue to think they're very attractive areas for supply and demand reasons, and with various commodities or with gold for other reasons. Gold, it's the deficits, it's debt, it's the printing presses, it's what you hear and read, generally with a different reason on a given day, but a combination of all of those, and not the least of which is the demand continues to increase by governments and by individuals to own gold, and the supply is difficult, it's expensive, it's time-consuming to find it, to mine it, with permitting issues, with environmental issues, with local people's issues. So we think that the price of the commodities will continue to go up over time, and the companies that are involved in those commodities will do well.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Now, my main reason stems from two things. You know, you see the ads for why people should buy gold, why people should buy silver, and there are, you know, there are a host of ads, and I think there's a modicum of truth, actually more than a modicum. You know, they all talk about things that are, I think, very, very important inputs in terms of reasons for the price of the metals to go up. But right now, I think the foremost reason is the economic environment in the world. Notice I'm not just saying the United States, I'm not just saying the UK, I'm not just saying, you know, the European continent, but I'm saying throughout the entire world. For example, I mean, things are not looking good. S&P came out, that Standard & Poor's came out last Tuesday, and they said that they felt that there was a meaningful rise in the potential of a U.S. double-digit recession. They said, we think it's going now from a possibility of 20% to a possibility of 25%. And they're saying that, you know, the world's largest economy, i.e. the United States, is, quote, struggling to recover from a severe 2008-2009 slump. Well, I got to tell you, you know, the thing that along those lines that bothers me the most is the cliff that's coming up on January 1st, and that cliff is represented by severely cutting spending on the part of the government and significantly increasing taxes. As S&P says, this so-called fiscal cliff could crunch the U.S. economy. Well, there's no question about that. I mean, and that the possibility of that happening, I think, quite frankly, is much better than 50%, Marshall. And given that scenario, I want to have some precious metals, man.
Well, I think having the precious metals is we certainly would agree with, but somewhat different reasons. While the fiscal cliff is out there and could happen, I think that it's highly unlikely that that's going to happen. The members of Congress and the president, but the members of Congress in both parties each have different ideas about how what to do to change the existing laws and the existing regulations, and they can't reach an agreement, haven't reached an agreement, and probably won't this year. In our opinion, the great likelihood is that they will do as they often do, and that's in effect kick the can down the road. They'll pass an extension of the current tax rates, the current spending, out 6 months or 9 months or 12 months, and deal with it next year when we have a new Congress and possibly a new president, or the existing president will continue on. But things will be clearer from a political standpoint. And so we think it's unlikely that the fiscal cliff, the country will drive over the fiscal cliff. There's no question there are real serious problems and they need to be dealt with, but we don't think that it's just going to not be dealt with come December 31, but how they'll deal with it is just extend it into 2013.
I got to tell you, I think that the next few months, all the way out to January 1st, 2013, are going to be very, very interesting. I'm looking for some very tumultuous times. I know deep down inside that what's going on with the economy right now cannot be fixed without some real hardship. There is no way that it can, and I have to tell you, that's why Big Al and Kathy are investing in hard assets and the resource sector. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be back. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.